This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A 6-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the 6-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a 7-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with the Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.com. We are going to talk about a book. It was written in 1937. It's called Positive Christianity in the Third Reich. But go ahead and finish what you were talking about in the previous hour.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure we'll get to the topic sooner or later here. But, maybe this needs to be said today. And we've been lucky so far with the I haven't had a spell of coughing. I've been sick for a couple of weeks now with this horrific cold. And I heard from a neighbor of mine said, yeah, there's something going around, and other people have had it for like 4 or 5 weeks already. So, I'm feeling better than I have today in quite some time, but it's still there. So, but we've been unfortunate. It's not been a problem.
You'll have to contact Alan, my guest from last Thursday. He can tell you some vitamins to take that'll help you.
Okay. and we've been lucky with the noise too. About a half hour before we went on air, they were right in front of my house here with these big machines and jackhammers and everything.
Wow.
I was like, oh, no.
Somebody somebody in the chat room mentioned that maybe they'd stop just to listen to the program.
Aha, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Well, they've moved on a bit here, so I'm not hearing them myself anymore, so
right.
That's good. Yeah. But anyways, let's see here. So, yeah, like I said, I mean, I went and I did all these things, and eventually I came back to Canada. But, I worked, it seems to be part of my character that I ended up working in the criminal justice system for a number of years, as well as in private security and investigations and so on. And so that, taught me a lot, too. And put me in kind of a unique, I guess because the issue of justice has always been in my heart from the time I was a small boy, and learning about all these things and injustices that were done to my people.
Sure.
And so I do therefore empathize with what's going on today with other peoples.
Exactly, yes.
In the Middle East and so on. But I also, and I mentioned this on Facebook the other day, that growing up, I felt kind of an affinity with the Native Indian populations here in Canada as well. And I kind of felt like I was almost like a white Indian.
Sure.
Right?
I've always had an affinity for Native Americans.
Yeah,
I just always have.
Right, and I saw what was done to them, and how their populations were decimated, and how their cultures, they lost their cultures, their languages, their history, everything, and put on these little reserves and lost their dignity, lost their pride, lost their culture, their language, you name it, and were treated like second or even third class citizens.
Yes.
And it crossed my mind that during the, as I was saying, in the 60s, all these war movies and, and you know, anti-German stuff that was going on. You know, it was either that, or you'd turn on the TV and it was either a war movie or it was let's kill the, you know, those evil Indians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cowboy movies and, you know, those evil Indians, like they were the terrorists, you know.
Right.
They, like they were the Al-Qaeda back then.
Sure.
You know? And so I guess, you know, that's part of the reason why I kind of, you know, felt a bit of an affinity with them and with other populations as well. I mean, we saw this in the, you know, it went from the films about the World War II to, you know, in the 70s to all of a sudden it was Vietnam. And then in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s and so on, we had all these Vietnam movies, right?
Sure.
And then along came Saddam Hussein and, you know,
all
I mean,
these evil people.
Oh yeah. I mean, look at Noriega, Panama. We had all of these, you know, look at down Argentina with Perez. I don't know, was it Perez? No, what was his name again? That they took out the leader down there. The name escapes me now.
And where?
I think it was Argentina. Yeah.
They've done a number of things.
There's so many in Latin America. It was just, yeah, there was just so many things in South America, Latin America, and so on. And, you know, and then now it's in, now it's, you know, it's carried on to, you know, it went on to the Gulf War I and, you know, Gulf War II, and it's just on and on it goes, you know, and it, you know, and it became obvious to me this is the same script being followed over and over.
Right? And Americans are in charge because, well, they're so exclusive and so wonderful and so self-righteous that they have to go over there and take care of everybody else and get rid of all those evil, evil people.
Right. And, but this is something that, you know, like I said earlier, is something my parents taught me about propaganda. And, you know, we'd be watching programs and so on, and they would point out to me all these Jewish names, you know, when the titles would roll on the screen about, you know, who produced it, who made it, and they say, you know, they'd say, well, you know, that's a Jewish name, that's a Jewish name, and so on. They'd point to different books, and they'd say, oh, that's a Jewish publishing house, you know, and so on. So, you know, I kind of learned pretty early on who was kind of controlling the flow of information and how we were being manipulated and, you know, that there's, you know, hidden agendas going on. So, you know, that's been kind of the story of my life, and so it carries on to today. And I was an activist, like I said, on many different issues over the years, and certainly when 9/11 rolled around, I mean, I knew immediately as soon as that day that did not happen the way we were being told. I said, you know, I just looked at it and said, no way. Not a chance that could happen. And, you know, started looking into it, getting into the alternative news and looking for, you know, the real story and so on. And eventually there was the 9/11 truth movement in the United States, which is quite big, and got into listening to alternative radio and so on. But there wasn't really anything going on up here, and eventually I founded the 9/11 Truth Movement here in Canada, but a number of other movements as well, and got to know a lot of good people over the years on these things. And but even I, like I say, growing up, I didn't have access to all the material that we have today at our fingertips. Even if you don't go and spend a lot of money on books, there's a lot of good resources on the internet now that are providing you with alternative news and history. And so I was able to, eventually start to look more closely at what we had been told about Hitler and his rise to power and so on. And I mean, and I must admit, there was time when, you know, I certainly, like everybody else, I believed he burned down the Reichstag. You know, and this Gleiwitz story and so on. But until I, you know, took the time to really research it myself, it was like, wow, we've got people in this movement that are lying to us. you know, I thought, you know, people like Alex Jones was a good guy at one time. I thought Webster Tarpley had a lot of credibility. Man, he put out these huge, humongous books, and
it all seems well documented.
He must be. You heard him talk many times. Man, this guy's a genius, you know, and he looks to be well sourced and everything. But eventually, you know, I got wise to this sort of thing too.
Sure. Alrighty, we are going to a 3-minute break, and we do have callers lining up, and we'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.com. Just a couple comments from the chat room. Wayne's first movie was the first time that I was ever told the truth about World War II. Another comment. Yes, NSDAP truce is one of the last veils to get lifted. How true.
Oh, well, thank you for that. Yeah, and it fits in, I guess, with where I was going to go next is because I eventually had to cut loose the 9/11 truth movement because as I started, you know, researching these things for myself, the things that were being parroted, and if that's the word, By the gurus in this movement, and I've always considered myself a truth seeker, and so eventually, I got around to, looking into some of these claims for myself, and I went, holy geez, that did not happen as these guys are telling us,
Right. And, well, some truth seekers just want selective truth. They don't want all the truth. They just want to pick out what they like to believe.
Right. And they have, sure. And they have an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to avoid anything that cuts into their agenda. And I would say in some cases cuts into their profit margin, with DVDs and so on that they want to sell.
Sure.
As for myself, I don't sell anything. I've done everything I do it for free. I do get donations and appreciate that. It does help me out to keep going, do what I gotta do, and to hopefully keep improving on what I do and expand on what I do. But I'm not out there hawking anything, and I'm not out here doing this to try and make a name for myself. This is not about me.
Right. In fact, you'd rather not to have your name known anyway.
Right. But, this is what happens is that some people want to try and make it, a personal personal thing and come up with personal attacks. And I've been through a lot of that lately. And, as I said,
You're over the target. That's why they're attacking you.
Right, right. I cut loose the 9/11 truth movement when I learned a lot of these things, and I just would not go along anymore, and that's the way I've always been. I'm not a person to go along to get along. And I would confront people and say, look, I'm not going to be promoting this movie or that movie anymore, and because, there's so many things in there. Almost every 9/11 movie has this in there. Hitler burned down the Reichstag took over Germany and was a terrible dictator, and and the Gleiwitz incident and so on and so forth. And there's just so many of these films that repeat that. And once I came to understand that, no, that's not true either, even though as much as I already knew and understood to be wrong about what we were told, there were still some things I fell for, So having known that, I gotta move on here. And that got me more interested in learning the real story and doing more research. And when I discovered your program and some of the guests you had on, that really exposed me to some knowledge and heard about books that I'd never heard of before, and people I've never heard of, researchers and so on. So I got to expand my knowledge base greatly because of your show. And then I started looking into trying to, because I speak German, trying to find original texts and so on, and find out what was really said and what was really being proposed there in by the National Socialist Party in Germany, and what things did Hitler actually say, and some of the other leaders as well. And then in the course of my research, I came across a documentary that came out, it was 2011 or maybe 2010, I can't remember now, but it was a German-made documentary that was kind of an underground documentary, but it was very professionally done, and I thought, wow, this movie is just confirmed for me virtually everything my parents told me.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, wow, I need to translate this. And that's what I did. And it took me a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of work. And that was what I ended up calling Hitler's War, what the historians neglect to mention.
Exactly. And so many people love that movie and have learned from that movie. And it's just great that you were able to do that. Why don't we take a call real quick? Jerry's been hanging on the phone since 12:04. Let's take Jerry in Chicago, and then let's move on to the subject. Jerry, welcome.
Good afternoon, Deanna and Wayne. Thank you for taking my call. In about 8 minutes before I even called, I was thinking about the Native American Indians in this country. And it's funny you mentioned it about 12 minutes after the hour. But, I mean, they had over 300 treaties with these Native Americans in this country, and they broke every one of the treaties and are getting to break the treaty of the Bill of Rights with us and the U.S. Constitution. and it's happening right before our eyes, and nobody can see it.
Indeed.
Right.
Yeah.
And something else. Oh, something else I wanted to tell Wayne. You know, if you're feeling under the weather, and it's not a plug, but I bought a bracelet at the health symposium early June up in Schaumburg. I was up there. And I got to tell you something. Everybody I've ever put this bracelet on was cured of their pain within an hour to 2 hours. And same people all purchased the same bracelet, and I found them online at their website for under $70 with shipping.
What are they?
It's called TuningElement.com.
Okay.
And you can wear it 24/7, and I tell you what, the difference is it's like being on a rowboat versus a powerboat. That's the way your body feels.
Super. Well, thank you for sharing that.
No problem, and thanks. And can you do me a favor after I hang up? Can you mention those movies one more time and where you can look them up and watch them?
Sure.
JusticeForGermans.com.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jerry.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, well, thanks for the call. Yes, if you go on, like some of these movies, they've been, some of them have been banned. I've made a number of them now, and a couple of them have been banned outright by YouTube, and others are banned in certain countries. So and there's people that don't want this stuff to be circulated. So on my website, justiceforgermans.com, I'm always updating and putting new stuff up there. So use the search box on my website. It's on the right-hand side, just below the YouTube button there. And you can type in Hitler's War, what the historians neglect to mention. But if you just type in Hitler's War, it should come up. I've got another one, Hitler's Victory, as well as Hitler's Shadow. I've got those all hosted now on my own site, so we can bypass the censors at YouTube.
Sure. And we also need to mention, too, Dennis Wise's movie, The Greatest Story Never Told, which is combined with your movies. They're just also very, very educational.
Right. Although, myself, I know a lot of people they in comments on my blog post, they'll mention that movie a lot. And I have not promoted it because there are certain things in that which I disagree with, that I think he's got to do a better job of researching and editing on a few sections of that. Overall, yes, it's good, but if for a discerning person, you will pick out that there is some propaganda in that.
Okay, so, you'll have to get together with Dennis and
And nothing against him or anything like that. You know, it's just that for myself. You know, I picked out a number of things in there that, you know, I thought,
sure.
You know, that's that because he's taking parts of mainstream documentary or mainstream movies and so on, right?
Right.
And so you're bound to have that. So it's just a matter of you've got to know and filter out a few of these things. You know.
Sure. All righty. We are going to a break. We will be back in about 4 minutes. Thank you.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. The website is justiceforgermans.com. And we've got some callers lining up. Anyway.
Yeah, we've really gone through the time quickly here with talking about things I hadn't really planned on talking about, but maybe needed to be said. And, we touched on it just briefly a while back there, but, when you're over the target, you start really taking the flak. And, and as I say, there's been, people out there, trying to make this a personal issue and who is this guy and, what's he up to and trying to expose me, and it's like, this isn't about me. I'm not doing this for my own personal, fame and glory. There's certainly none in it. when you're talking about Adolf Hitler and National Socialism, there's very few people that want to hear about that. So, and many people that don't want you to talk about it no matter what. And so, people tried to make it personal and it became quite personal here in the last couple of weeks. I mean, just after I was on your program, a few weeks back, talking about the latest film about Eisenhower's death camps. Pardon me. My voice is starting to go on me a bit here. The last week, I was subject to quite a significant cyber attack. whereby somebody took my my main email address that I use for the website and had subscribed me. It was all automated to just dozens and dozens and dozens of websites, newsletters and so on, and primarily Jewish newsletters. And sent out emails in my name to, you know, the Holocaust Memorial in D.C. and to the ADL, the Simon Wiesenthal Center, and all sorts of things like this, right? Subscribed me to gay sites, all kinds of stuff. It was just ridiculous. It was just like all this. I had this big flood of email coming back to me wanting me to confirm my subscription to all these different sites, and some of them you're automatically subscribed, so I had to go through a long process of undoing all of that. And I found out, you know, there's been a couple other people, revisionists, that had a similar thing happen. But in my case, it was personal because they were putting my real name in there as well. I'm, you know, definitely over the target.
Sure. And we don't want you there, so. But we know who's after you.
Yeah, well, I'm not shutting up. I'm not stopping. I'm going to do what I got to do and say what I got to say. And, you know, there may be a time when I'm going to say, okay, it's enough. I've done my job. I've done what I had to do. And the information is out there. And help yourself, you know. I try and keep going. There's always never any shortage of stories by any means. I get, you know, stuff I come across, stumble across. There's other things that people send me all the time. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? Or they'll send me a story that they've come across, and you know, and so it goes, you know. And so I'm posting something almost every day or every other day, it seems. And so you know, I'll keep going as long as I can. But you know, one day I may say, okay, I got to have to move on. The job's done. You know, it's there, and you know. It's a lot of information. If you use the search box on different topics and stuff, you'll see that I've covered many, many, many different topics, you know, this, and done as best I can with it. So, you know, but anyways.
Why don't we take a call? Why don't we talk to Werner?
Werner, yeah, absolutely.
Werner in New Brunswick, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Cheers to both of you.
And danke schön.
Heads up to you. And as I say, I'm trying to put the word out here in my neck of the woods and try to tell people that if people want to build what I said earlier, build their future on lies of the past, those people will have no futures. They get taken in time and time and time again, and they never learn. But you mentioned earlier there about all the treaties with the native people had been broken. This might be of interest. Only one treaty that did not get broken, that was the treaty between the Comanche Indians down in Texas and German settlers led by a fellow by the name, I think, Johannes Meusebach.
Okay.
And the treaty had been on display. I don't know if it's still on display. It is in Austin, Texas. But it might be worthwhile to Google it up. You know, Comanche Treaty. Meusebach Comanche Treaty. Those people, they stuck to their treaty. And they came over here. They got basically conned by a real estate agent. Agency or whatever, and when they came over here, they bought land, and then they found out about the warfare and everything. And right from the start, they didn't want to start on the wrong foot, so they contacted the Comanche, and they worked out an agreement, you know, a peaceful agreement with the Comanche native. They paid them compensation and everything. It was one outstanding example. You know, about that people could deal with each other in peaceful means, and not about this attitude of the conquerors, you know, like it has been so prevailing all over the centuries by the so-called colonial powers at the forefront, England.
Okay. Did we lose?
Interesting.
Okay.
And as I say, I've been here under the gun now, and I encountered people in all different shades. A lot of the people, they want to be, they are decent people, but we got a bunch of glory hounds where the torch always is being passed on from one older generation to the young generation. And the young, most of the young people, they had been so gullible. And what Wayne, what you mentioned there, you know, what you encountered there in the early 50s when your parents, they immigrated to Canada. I remember when I was in grade, in second or third grade, two of my classmates, they immigrated to Canada, they left for Canada. And, but as I say, this, what's going on here, we have to call them out. Those people who always want to build their hatred on false information and on lies. We have to call them to the plate, and the more of the of an audience there is, you know, that they be, have to be held accountable.
Yes, absolutely.
As I say, we have to, it is not enough to just tune things down. They have to be called out and held accountable. Those that keep perpetuating those lies. And nowadays there's no more excuse to build further hatred on those lies because the original archives, they are now available on the Internet. And I got quite a wake-up call, too, when about a year ago I started coming across the speeches Hitler gave in the 20s, 30s, and until 1945. And I basically gained a completely new respect and about the historical background and everything. And Germany,
absolutely,
over the last 1,000 years, it was most of the time at the receiving end of foreign invaders.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know, and this is completely ignored. You know, and
right,
they had to fight for their dear survivor. But being down-to-earth people, that helped them to survive and try to treat people decent, you know. And how did they get abused over the century by the different, especially by the organized Christian religions and by the feudal system?
Exactly.
You know,
mm-hmm,
people better start learning their history, you know, instead of getting their history from Hollywood and any kind of a media whore or political whore who got some kind of a specific axe to grind.
Isn't this the reason we love Werner and his phone calls?
For sure.
Oh, bless your heart, Werner. You're terrific.
No. You fellas are terrific that have been hanging in for so long.
Well, we appreciate your wisdom and always appreciate your calls. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brenner.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Alrighty,
okay.
Let's see. Diane dropped. Okay. Let's quickly.
Oh, we got the break there.
Okay, we got the break and we'll come back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.com. And we were going to talk about positive Christianity in the Third Reich. So you have 10 minutes to cover what you're
talking about. Well, I think we've pretty much toasted that now. But
they can hear you narrate it.
Absolutely. And there's a lot to be said about this topic. And apart from what's in that book, I've put together quite a few different articles now about Christianity and the Third Reich and Hitler and Christianity and so forth. And it's essential to understand that was part of National Socialism, in my opinion, an integral part of National Socialism, that it's inherent in it, and that this is not Zionist, Judeo-Christianity. Hitler and National Socialism opposed. And this was getting into, the issue of you know, the Christ commandments, not the Jewish Moses commandments, but Christ commandments, that we love our brothers, love God and love our brothers as ourselves, you know, brotherly love and so on. And it's just a brief synopsis of it, but this is really, people want to always say, oh, well, then evil Nazis, they were a bunch of occultists and pagans and blah, 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 blah. And they actually hyped up, sure, and they actually hyped up Americans to go and fight against these evil, Germans who Americans believed were occult practitioners and so on. And sure, that is what they were taught by the Jewish media.
And that started in World War I.
Right. Sure it did. Yeah. But I posted an article some time ago. Actually, it was that I pulled from the archives in Australia, where there was a Jewish professor from Austria who had bailed out when Hitler came to power. I think it was 41 or 42, and he was going on about how, you know, about just telling lie after lie after lie in this article about what National Socialism was all about, and that this is totally anti-Christian and everything. And nothing could be further from the truth.
You know, amazing. The media lies.
Absolutely, totally. And they manipulated, you know, God knows how many people they manipulated to go and fight these wars for them, you know, all sure, based on a pack of lies. And they do it over and over and over. I just wanted to respond briefly to Werner. I certainly do appreciate all his insights. And he's right. And that's something that I had to do myself, was to, because even I, you know, you get propagandized, you know, over the years, and they show you just, you know, a few clips here and there of Hitler, and it's always he happens to be yelling something at the time, and they'll take certain words and out of context and use that as their buzzword. See, he said this, he said that. They don't really tell you what it really means or in what context it was said.
When he mentioned propaganda, he wasn't talking about that the Germans were going to employ all this propaganda. He was talking about the Jews.
Exactly. And there's so many false quotes, misquotes, and things taken out of context. Yes. It's ridiculous. And you don't really understand that until you take the time to actually go back through, as I have also done, looking at his older speeches, going back even, you know, to the beginning in the 20s and right through the 30s, and what he was actually saying and trying to achieve and why. And, you know, and so while I didn't grow up with a whole lot of, respect for him, I mean, my parents, you know, they said, well, you know, we only knew what we saw and experienced ourselves after the war. You know, we thought, well, maybe he went crazy. They told us he did this. They told us he did that. We don't know. We weren't there. This is what they say in the media. This is what we're being told, but we don't know. Maybe he went crazy. And so that was kind of, you know, the way I looked at it for a long time, too, until I was able to, you know, get on the Internet, look up a lot of these things for myself and see what he actually said and did. And, you know, I could not imagine myself, you know, 5-10 years ago, sitting here today almost every day defending Adolf Hitler, defending National Socialism, sure, you know, based on what I knew. But, you know, obviously I've learned a lot since then, and I'm trying to share what I know and what I've come to discover.
Sure. They always take things out of context. And German is a very guttural language. It's very strong. It's very, it does not have that romantic kind of, Spanish, like the Romance language. It's very direct. And, personally, I think you have to be super intelligent to even speak German, because the long words, just saying those long words has to be very challenging.
Yeah. Was it Mark Twain, I think, that said some German words are so big that they actually have perspective. It's just,
right.
You
have to break them up.
It's an interesting language, yeah. But
let's take one last caller.
Yeah, let me just say this. My second to last post dealt with a topic that, you know, Werner would probably be interested in, dealing with Vansittart and all the lies that he told about Germany to get the British to go and fight against us. So that was quite interesting. And my latest post I just posted last night or early this morning, talking about how National Socialism was not just something that Adolf Hitler invented, and then it didn't just come into being at the moment that he wrote it down on paper. It's at the very core of the German soul, and he was just putting it in writing, and that is what the people really identified with.
Sure, of course.
And that was what he was trying to restore, the German, exactly. the German soul, the German spirit, and German integrity.
Folk.
And faith in themselves and their exactly the folk community of the German people. And so it didn't just happen with Hitler. You know, it's something that he was trying to revive in the German people.
Sure.
That wasn't really always there.
All right. Let's real quick take Chris. Chris, hurry.
Well, thank you, Deanna. And I want to thank Wayne specifically because as a true seeker myself, I know how difficult and how much hard work it takes to seek out the actual truth that have been replaced with lies.
Okay.
Yep.
And you're going to find it if you're looking for it. People who aren't looking for it but just have an agenda, they're just going to continue to spew the lies. And they look pretty ignorant, actually.
The victor is always right. Their versions of what they wished the truth was as opposed to what the facts really were. And then we are left as mere mortals to search through the recorded writings of the scriptorians who write the versions for the victors and try to discern what is actually the truth in spite of what the lies have been told for eons of time. And I know that Wayne is a diligent researcher. He sought the truth. He didn't seek to pro se execute an agenda as those who tell the lies that we're supposed to be deceived by.
Right.
Thank you so much for having Wayne on today, Deanna. You always have such great and accurate guests on, and the truth stands on its own as irrefuted in time and eternity.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Indeed. And we're almost out of time here.
Yeah, we have 45 seconds.
Well, I'll tell you to those out there who are, you know, hounding me and attacking me and slandering me and wonder why the hell I don't put my name out there. Here it is for you. Here's my name. It's Pronta. You think you could say that? There you have it. I've said it. It's on record, okay?
Oh,
and I don't
goodness.
Think Deanna could say it, but it's Pronta and it rhymes with Krumpa. And Hans Krumpa is going to be your guest tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to hearing
Indeed.
What he has to say, as I always do.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much, and stay safe. We care about you. Don't want anything to happen to you or any of our friends in Canada. So.
Well, I'll just do what I got to do and keep doing it as long as I can.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dion.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.
John